USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two mass shootings on Saturday, including one in Dayton, Ohio, that state's Governor Mike DeWine is promising to address some form of gun control when he speaks today on the need to protect the public from violence. Dayton City Commissioner Jeffrey Mims says he's hoping to hear about more restrictions on access to assault-style rifles, like the one used in the Dayton shooting.
And they have no place in the hands of average, everyday citizens. So we do need to have more work done at the federal and state level to make sure that we minimize these type of situations.
Meanwhile, after those shootings in Dayton and El Paso on Capitol Hill, House Democrats are pushing Senate Republicans to take up two gun bills. One would expand the universal background checks for gun transfers between unlicensed people. The second would eliminate a background check loophole. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
More now on the aftermath of two mass shootings over the weekend as a gun control rally was held outside the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia yesterday. Among those demonstrating, Democratic Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who doubts that President Trump, who has tweeted a call for a bipartisan approach to resolving gun violence in America, is serious about that.
The president has a history of saying one thing and doing another. You know, he has been fanning the flames of white nationalism and racist hate for a long time. But if he's serious about doing something about gun violence, he has a great opportunity. All he needs to do is call Mitch McConnell.
The Boy Scouts of America facing more sex abuse allegations. A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds of former scouts have now come forward in recent months to say they were molested by scout leaders and others within the organization. It lists 350 alleged abusers from nearly every state who are not already identified by the scouts. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To the Middle East now, no sign of tensions easing with Iran. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Britain saying it will join a U.S.-led naval security mission in the Strait of Hormuz, where Iran's seizure of merchant vessels in recent weeks has only raised tensions higher with the West. Earlier, Iran's foreign minister was again criticized recent U.S. financial sanctions placed on him. The Iranian foreign minister telling reporters in Tehran, imposing sanctions against the foreign minister means failure for any efforts at negotiation. The U.S. administration last week announcing sanctions a month after President Trump imposed similar sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. The moves are seen as part of Washington's escalating campaign and in what Trump calls maximum pressure on the Islamic Republic.
So how does the price of oil look? USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. The national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, Washington State at $3.26.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.